I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The British government is sending a team of military officers to assist rebel forces in eastern Libya. The officers will join an existing diplomatic team in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. British officials say it's a limited mission aimed at helping the rebels with military organization and not with military training. But the move is drawing questions and criticism. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
It was just a month ago that the United Nations approved the resolutions authorizing member states to take all necessary measures to protect civilians in Libya. But they explicitly ruled out foreign military actions on the ground. So today, Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague chose his words carefully in announcing the deployment of military officers to work on Libyan soil.
Our purpose is to help save civilian lives, which of course is the purpose of the United Nations resolutions. And they will do that by helping the Libyan opposition with their organizational structures, with things like communications and logistics, how to coordinate humanitarian aid and medical supplies. They're not there, I stress, to train fighting forces, to arm fighting forces, or of course to take part in any fighting themselves.
Hague's reassurances aren't enough for some here. Conservative Member of Parliament John Barron has seen Britain offer the rebels body armour, communications equipment, and now this.
What seems to have happened over 10 days is that we're creeping this mission creep into regime change is making, I think, a number of us nervous.
Colonel Richard Kemp used to advise governments on military operations. He says those who worry may well have reason, based on what's happened in other conflicts.
I think you have to be prepared to go where the battle leads you to an extent. Obviously, you have to have maybe certain limitations, certain red lines in your mind, and sometimes they have to be changed. But history shows us you can't enter a combat zone in any capacity and know exactly what's going to happen next.
Kemp goes further, suggesting that protecting civilians may require foreign forces to enter Libya.
If you go to the extreme step of bombing another country, as we have, that's a very major decision. And if your objectives are worth doing that, then I think your objectives may be worth going further and putting people on the ground if that's going to have an effect of multiplying the combat capability of the rebels.
The government isn't ready to go that far, but William Hague was careful not to rule out arming the rebels in the future.
We cannot foresee every situation that would arise. Our interpretation of the resolutions is that in certain restricted circumstances, it's legally permissible to give people the ability to defend themselves, but that's not what we're doing.
In Tripoli, Libya's Deputy Foreign Minister Khaled Kaim was once again warning foreign troops to stay away, even if they come to protect humanitarian workers.
If there is any deployment of any armed personnel on the Libyan ground, and we will have access, there will be a fighting, and the Libyan government will not take it as a humanitarian mission.
The announcement in London comes just as the rebel forces plead for more foreign firepower to target Gaddafi forces in the besieged city of Misrata. Britain is increasingly ready to take the side of the rebels in the name of protecting civilians, but there's little sign the UN-backed coalition will back any plan to send troops into Libya. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.